The effects of climate change are already considered to be far-reaching, with unique weather patterns probably being the most obvious. But one scientist says it's also leading to problems in the food we grow. He says the atmosphere is literally changing the food we eat, reducing the nutrients in many of them. That scientist is mathematical biologist Irakli Laladze. He received his PhD at ASU and is now an associate professor at Bryan College of Health Sciences in Nebraska. Irakli, how did you initially connect the idea that what we grow is less nutritious than it was, in part because of climate change?
Well, I specifically looked at the rising CO2, and there are experiments around the world where they raise plants at ambient CO2 and elevated CO2 at the level that we anticipate within our lifetimes, or for sure our children will experience within their lifetimes. And so some of those experiments analyzed quality, and the CO2 was the only factor that was different between those two plots. And that's where I got that confirmation that the plant quality drops.
What are the clear effects of what's going on? Are we in a situation where we're producing potentially enough food for everyone to eat, if in fact we had distribution channels, which we won't get into on that? But does it come down to the fact that we think we're eating healthier food than we actually are?
Yes, what we call healthy foods, and they are certainly healthy, like vegetables and fruits, their quality is declining. And with every year, as CO2 concentrations climb, they will contain more sugars and starch and less nutrients. There are, of course, other factors as well, as soil depletion and our chase for higher crop yields that contribute to that. But I specifically focused on the effect of rising CO2.
How did you come to determine then that, because it does seem like theoretically many people would say, well, naturally because of the high crop yield, and that's what's happening, and quality will deplete based on the quantity that comes out. What made you initially think, though, that it was much more than that?
These were experiments back in Arizona that I heard about at James Elser Lab, and they were done by Urabe and Stirner, where they grew algae and they put more light, and there's more algae, and now zooplankton that eats that first thrives, but then when there's even more food, suddenly it starts to stop growing or even dies. And it was paradoxical, but the explanation, once you look at the food quality aspect, becomes very simple. It's really about the balance of chemical elements. And because we all need the same chemical elements, it was clear to me the applications of that were much wider. And the light and CO2, both, they boost photosynthesis, right? So I thought that CO2 should have the same effect. What was surprising is that there was no really that connection between CO2, plant quality, and human nutrition. That this connection was not made. And as I mentioned, I was simply fortunate to be exposed to that theory really early on.
Based on the way the system of farming is set up and based on the way that we grow our food, are there relatively simple fixes to this, or has climate change made that much, much more challenging, frankly?
There are really no simple fixes, and the reason why is that our entire agriculture is built on getting higher yields. And in that sense, rising CO2 helps grow bigger crops. Theoretically, there are easy solutions like fortification, supplementation, or breeding crops, more nutritious crops. But practically, there are so many hurdles that are very hard to implement. One example, for example, is iodized salt, right? And it's very easy to iodize it, but yet there are many millions of people around the world that don't get enough iodine.
Are you seeing this as a problem? We're certainly seeing a problem in the more developed countries, but in those developing countries, could this be a complicating factor as we think about trying to produce more food in developing countries or for developing countries? Is this a complication that may in fact cause other problems?
Well, it is already a complication in those poor countries that rely, say Bangladesh, that derives most calories essentially from rice, and rice quality is not adequate to support them. And these countries will be disproportionately affected by the decline of those minerals. Now, what concerns me about the developed countries is that not only the minerals decline, but sugar and starch goes up. And we're essentially talking about every food serving based on plants, you'll get slightly more sugar and slightly more starch. What is a lifelong effect of that? We really don't know.
Irakli Lalaza is an associate professor at Bryan College of Health Sciences in Nebraska, and you are listening to the show.